Welcome
to the Body Speaks podcast, where you'll learn many interesting things, some of them being the natural causes of death, human body parts, and our overview of dissecting a frog.
This year we have been studying human anatomy and how close the human body is compared to the frog body. Do you sound interested?
If so, great. If not, turn your computer off now. Today you will hear from different parts of your body. We have the spine, the brain, and organelles.
You will also get to listen to a surprise guest. He's green and always wearing goggles. Can you guess who it is? Well, if you can't, we're not going to tell you. We hope you enjoy listening to our podcast.
Dissecting the frog was interesting. We learned a lot about the frog body.
We have compared the body of the frog with our body and learned about some of the parts that we dissected.
Now, introducing the special guest, the actual frog we dissected. After recovering in the hospital, he's here to tell us about when we dissected him. Please welcome him.
The frog!
It's great to have you. My first question is, do you think that the kids learned a lot about you?
Yes, they dissected me very well and have researched me also.
How many livers do you have?
I have 3 livers, but humans only have 1.
How do you think that humans are like you body-wise?
We are alike in many ways. We both have 4 chambers in our hearts, and they work the same way. There are many other ways that we are alike, but you'll have to listen more to learn.
Don't focus on those other body parts. I mean, seriously, who would actually want to learn about lungs or kidneys? Boring. Although I do have a soft spot for those brains, with their wonderful knowledge and great looks. They are a bit bossy, though. And those nerves do a pretty good job of transmitting information. But anyway, let's get back to the point. Me. Well, naturally, I assume you want to know all about me. So let's start with the basics, for those individuals who don't understand things as well as others. Let me tell you everything. As I said before, I am a spine, and I am very important. I'm so special because of my unique job. This job isn't just for anyone. It's for me, and me only. I do a ton of things like support your body and support a highway of nerves so that you can send messages throughout your body. Without me, you wouldn't be standing here right now, and your brain would be like mush. Let me tell you a bit about myself. I'm made up of 33 vertebrae, a sacrum, an intervertebral disc, and a coccyx. Vertebrae are the tiny bones that make me. One is a large triangular bone at my base. An intervertebral disc is the tissue in between the vertebrae. The coccyx is simply the tailbone. Sometimes, when you humans aren't very careful, you do something terrible. You break your back. Oh, how could I even think of something so terrible? Well, now that I brought it up, I guess I'll just have to finish the subject. When you break your back, you can often become paralyzed and will likely need surgery. You become paralyzed because the nerves are damaged when I'm not there to protect them, and you can't move. Once you've had surgery, I will likely recover, but sometimes I don't, and that means trouble. Now that you know more about me, you will understand that I am the most important thing in the human body.
Hello, I'm the body.
And I'm death.
I, the body, am having a hard time surviving with death over here lurking around me. He can form into any type of sickness he wants.
These are some of my favorite forms of sickness. Heart disease like heart attacks, cancer, stroke, chronic lower respiratory disease, diabetes, flu and pneumonia, Alzheimer's senility, kidney disease, systemic disease, liver disease, and high blood pressure.
I'll make sure my white blood cells fight back against death.
They can never beat me.
I have confidence in them, and along with their help, I'll take lots of medicine that give death a taste of his own medicine. See you tomorrow, I hope.
Huh?
Hi, I'm one of your many cells. I have organelles. Organelles are like tiny organs. First is the nucleus. The nucleus is like my brain. It is the control center of the cell. It houses the chromosomes and DNA.
Surrounding the organelles is the cytoplasm. This is like a little bag of jelly housing the organelles. Next is the endoplasmic reticulum. This organelle creates neurons.
The Golgi apparatus sorts and modifies proteins. The mitochondrion is the cell's energy producer. Next is the vacuole. It is the cell's storage department.
Other organelles include the ribosome, vesicle, cytoskeleton, cytosol, ribosome, and the centriole.
Yo. Everybody loves their brain.
Brain.
Unless you're old and plain.
Plain.
We're going to inform you.
Yeah.
About the brain that you have too. So listen to our podcast
now.
And get the scoop.
Pow, wow, wow.
I think all night and I think all day, but that's my job because I'm the brain.
The cerebrum is 85% of me, so obviously it's a thinking part of me.
And here and other awesome things that are so dear.
I have 33 billion neurons, so clearly I am not a moron.
Frontal lobes make your decisions. It helps you form good conclusions.
The hippocampus, a different part, gives you a unique structure so you look smart.
Brains are in almost everything, except for sponges, which are plain old lame!
I'm gonna list some anatomical regions of the vertebrate brain, so listen up and don't complain.
Medulla! Pons! Cerebellum! Telencephalon! Diencephalon! Mesencephalon. Break it down now.
We will now end, and we hope you enjoyed it.
But please remember to not destroy it. The brain. Brain out!
That's all from the Body Speaks podcast.